What
Boy
you
are
mean
my
we
arms tired. Gets a lot of stick as being a bit of a corny joke, but
great joke.
imagine the
Great
first
joke.
person who thought of that.
Oh, yeah. I thoroughly enjoy the like, oh, so where are you, like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from Dublin. And boy, are my arms tired.
What are you drinking, lads? Pints. And boy, are my
Boy, are my
arms
arms
tired.
tired.
Probably, I'd say.
I'm just back from the gym, and boy, are my arms tired.
That's why that's funny, isn't it?
That's profoundly dumb. I really like that.
Yeah. With my dick, I'd say.
would say probably.
That's what she said. It's like the first guy who got a barbed wire tattoo around his bicep. It was like, well, I believe Bill Goldberg, I think, was the first. And it was like, that's a problem. That tattoo is so cool that that's going to be a problem for you in 6 months because
Yeah,
they're.
yeah, yeah.
Because everybody's gonna have one.
Everyone's, yeah. Oh,
It's like that time I was in this French restaurant, you see, and I said, "Waiter, there appears to be a fly in my soup." And the waiter came over and he immediately surrendered
this
because he's French, you see.
bloody French.
Bloody French. Waved the white flag, signaling either surrender or a return, a bourbon restoration, perhaps. Yes, that's right. Those bourbon creams were back on the French throne. This is a history lesson. And the next thing you knew, I was overtaken as the greatest podcast about history by the Manto Cast. What if a fat loser had a podcast? And what if he did? And there he was, and again, and again.
Manus, you've lost me. The question, what if a fat loser had a podcast? Brother, is there any person who ever did? It's like that quote of never think that a brigade of enthusiastic citizens can't change the world. In fact, it's the only thing that ever did, Never believe that a fat loser can't have a podcast. In fact, he's the only one who ever did.
Come on, do you want to be like the real UN or do you just want to sit here and squabble pointlessly? Love it. We're here on a very special final countdown here on a very special Monday on a very
Yeah.
special month. And I think we all know the reason for that is because, hey, you're listening to us. It's just,
Yeah.
you're a
Wow.
special guy.
You're a
You're a
special
special
guy.
little guy.
And any time we have a listener these days is special.
I get a Google alert from John Google, who actually puts our stuff online. That's where, oh, did I just dox Rob? Because obviously Rob's not his real name. It's John Google puts the
It's
stuff
John
up.
Google, yeah. That's why he can afford to support us for this long. He's got that Google money from
He's got
founding
that
us.
Google money for not as much money as you think, because Bill Gates fucking done him. He gates him out of all that money.
Yeah, he did.
Classic Gates.
Classic Gates. And then just
But
gave it
he,
to this fucking Larry Brin guy.
I'm telling you know how he got his name? Is he would just like you'd wake up in the morning, there'd be a gate like outside your house that you couldn't get out, and Bill would charge you money to open it.
He made his first million.
And he made his first
Wow.
million. And he actually only had to put up one gate because he put his gate outside Warren Buffett's house. And
Yeah.
famously frugal liver, Warren Buffett, who didn't actually have a gate remover on staff, like many other billionaires would. Who's the guy that you're supposed to bring up when someone starts saying about Warren Buffett? You're supposed to go, well, really, I think the real brains behind the operation was, and it's the other guy.
Charlie Munger.
Charlie
There you
Munger.
go.
I mean,
I heard Munger actually was the real one behind that team.
yeah, he was, I think, kind of the brains of the operation, but very much a team, I would say, still.
Absolutely. You know, listen, there's no I in billionaire.
You can't have Dricko without Rog,
No, not unless you want to win something. You can't. Fucking
Hey.
Ronan O'Gara. What a fucking absolute retro con job has been done on his legacy as a player, the absolute fucking waster.
Off, bitch. Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I hated him so much during his career and for no good reason. He seemed to symbolize your mate who is from, Rat Minds but supported Munster with all his heart, that guy.
Yeah.
Well, really, I think I have a real, they have a real connection with the people, you know. Not like the way those Leinster D4 ladyboys and the guy who was calling them ladyboys at the time would balk at the idea that that would even be a derogatory term now. They'd go, actually, I meant what I meant was when I said that, actually, it was so as to be trans positive. Really, it was a compliment, you know.
Look,
In fact,
Leinster did a lot of winning in those days, as all ladyboys should.
Yeah, you know, in fact, actually, you're the one. You're the one, now that I think of it, for upon reflection, actually, you're a bastard. You know?
On reflection, actually, you're a bastard.
That's inspired a little bit by Leo Varadkar's redemption tour that he's going on now. He's gone on a bit of a speaking tour, being like, and again, actually, once again, it really was Pascal O'Donoghue that was the person who did that thing you didn't like, and not me. I mean, not naming names, so certainly not Pascal. Certainly wasn't Pascal or Jack Chambers. Neither of them.
Pete Donoghue. No, that's too obvious.
Are we drinking?
I'm fucking drinking, bro. Yeah. We fucking drinking, lads. Classic
it's
sort of content.
It's December and there's Cava in the fridge. I mean, come on.
Shit,
am I gonna have a Bailey's hot chocolate later? Yeah. Christmas started early, fuckers.
Oh, it's in there, bro. That's such a nice glass too. Look at that.
Yeah, it's really nice, Gav. I'm already in a party cannot stop kind of place.
Where all right, Macaulay, chill out.
Yeah.
It didn't capture the imagination, that campaign, in the same way that Aaron Heffernan's I Guess We Can.
Way better. It was so
But
clever.
It was so much better. Cameron is so much... I hate to say anyone's like funnier than Aaron, but Cameron is subtly more funny than Aaron.
Yeah.
You'll think about... You'll wake up in the middle of the night being like, God, Cameron was really funny. Wait, now I get it.
If you ever talk to Donal, eventually the conversation will get around to Cameron Forenz, because he loves that campaign so much. Like, there'll be elements of it that he'll think of and just, like, burst out laughing.
Donal was the perfect age for enjoying a joke run at the SU president.
Yeah.
That time as well. There is a sweet spot for that. It's actually just 6 months older than is the perfect age for getting behind an unlikely primary candidate in the United States presidential election. The Dennis Kucinich phase of most college students. Is the Cameron, and Cameron got more votes than Kucinich in the end, actually, if I remember. You know, part of Kucinich's eventual endorsement of Barack Obama involved checking that he still had a pulse. So he's like, oh no, he's alive. Okay, we got something
right,
here.
Interesting.
So yeah, we drink it. Got from a fancy glass, from the fucking outhouse to the penthouse with this guy, man. Oh, from Belvedere to Belvedere. That's where he's from. What say you of the Cava? First impressions, Gab?
Well, not my first impression, if you know what I mean.
I dare say.
Delicious.
Has that been open in the fridge, appreciating in value for the last day or two?
I didn't think it was that nice on Friday, and now it's fucking delish, nicer than any champagne. Like, it's
a bit of extra time in the fridge. It does something for him. There is a tipping point where it's flat and unpleasant, but there is a point at which, boy howdy, put that in my face.
I'd be doing this again, but then you don't get the fun pop.
The pop?
You know? That's most of the enjoyment of champagne is opening it.
It's 99% of the enjoyment. When I was a younger man, I was sent out to open a bottle of champagne, you know, because if someone's going to lose their eye, it should be the children.
Absolutely, yeah.
I did it, and the cap of the cork came out with such force it flew across the hall and turned off the light. It hit the light switch. Yeah. I originally thought it had hit the light bulb and broken it, and then it was only upon reflection that I realized what it had done. There's one other witness to it. My cousin Catherine was in the same room, and otherwise I think I dreamt it.
That is incredible.
It's really good.
And with good fortune, I wasn't just going, I wonder how I'm going to open this here bottle. Perhaps I'll inspect it with my face. You'd have been talking to old Daredevil Cronin here, using echolocation to poorly solve crimes.
I think old blind Manus would have actually gone down really well.
OBM, he'd have to learn to go down well. He can't see anything.
Hey,
Yo,
she's
there are
not
other
blind.
senses. There are other
But I
senses.
figure since I'm blind, I just got fat and out of shape. So, because they won't know. I almost don't want to tell him.
The ostrich method
Yeah, just.
of seduction.
Yeah, so might as well get him enormous because I'm blind. So they won't be it, so they can't tell, you know.
What's everyone else drinking?
Oh, that's a good question.
Of
I've got
course,
for
you
a
say.
very, very special beer for today's very special episode on this very special Monday. The 2024 edition of 200 Fathoms
Oh,
by
that is a
Galway
very
Bay
special beer.
Antillians
Anchor.
Whiskey. Now, let me tell you
Yep.
something. The 10th anniversary edition, a beefy 11.2% alcohol by volume, 500 ml bottle. Gonna get consumed this evening, sir. That's how we're gonna roll.
Start your
Let me
week
tell you,
right.
this had better be the best tasting beer in the world because this cost for a 500 ml bottle 12 of the Queen's euros and 30 of her cents.
Oh, that's a
Wow.
beauty,
So
boys. I
fuck.
was
Not
quite,
even,
I
not
was, I'll
even.
be honest with you, man. I was expecting it to cost more.
Really?
Yeah, I just think like things have gone so bananas it with like shite craft beer. I thought
Yeah,
these
that's
guys are
true.
like, we can charge what we like. But that is still pricey.
Muy caliente.
It is mucho euros.
Yeah. I mean, don't worry, I could easily afford it, like, so I didn't
Yeah,
buy it.
of course. Yeah.
That's good.
But I do remember, like, when the first couple of years this came out, you couldn't be got. You had to know someone in an off license
Yeah.
who'd hold it for you. Like, and at that point, it came in at like the princely sum of like €6 a bottle. And
Yeah.
being like, oh my God, from the off license, and it's more than a fiver. But I don't know when that jump happened. I don't know when it went to 12, 30. I did it because there you could easily get it. I guess they found the price for it,
Like,
because
yeah, exactly. It's like that supply and demand working perfectly, you know?
well, no, I demand they supply it to me for cheaper, is how that would work, I think.
Now.
But they won't know. So we're gonna see. This is a pretty nice tasting beer if previous years are anything to go by. That's the type of one that you'd be inclined to go, maybe I'll buy a couple and I'll cellar it. Maybe I'll cellar it, you know. But actually what happens is
Sell it on eBay. At those
might
kinds
as
of
well.
prices, I'm thinking that you could.
I'd probably accelerate the speed at which I drink it, probably in my fucking case. I'd say it's
Yo!
fucking anything to do with me. But I've never had the discipline to actually do that. Anything I've ever attempted to do that with has, like, first of all, I don't have a cellar, so it's just gonna be in the house. Like getting heated up with the heating and cooled down with the. It's like, I don't know, man. It's like, well, you know, that osmosis, it actually brings the liquid into the barrel to bring out the. It's a bottle, dude. It's a bottle. It doesn't, nothing's happening to
Yeah,
it except getting
nothing's happening
moist.
to it. Yeah. Any benefit you gain
Osmosis.
from sticking it there for a year or 6 months or however long is immediately taken away from the benefit you would get from having it now and then buying another.
Yeah,
You
drink it now.
know?
Buy another one. Yeah.
Like,
Because, like,
why wait when you can have two?
precisely. That's the it was a subheading that they didn't get around to adding to TLC's Sister Wives, not the band TLC, but the Learning Channel. We watch an awful lot of Sister Wives in this house, and yet it's still a big red line. I'm not allowed to date her sister. I
Look, I
don't know.
think you're getting mixed messages there.
I gotta say, man, she records every episode, and every time I float it, it's a big, I have to live in the shed for a week argument, you know?
Yeah, you're right, man. She's crazy.
Lunatic, am I right, man?
I think you
So
should dump
hetero,
her, bro.
how heteronormative is that? I mean,
Yeah,
I
I
think
know.
ditch her, bro.
I'm gonna fucking weaponize the term heteronormative for a while first, though.
Yeah, that's
Oh,
the
that's
that,
good.
that you gotta lay the groundwork with weaponizing
Abso-fucking, because let's just turn it into a problem.
heteronormative.
We may post it on the Twitter, our new show logo that we got earlier on.
And where did you find that, man? This is very funny.
Like the deepest, darkest recesses of like the arguments between the two right-wing factions over Israel, over who's woke and who's not. And
Yeah.
someone responded that in the comment. I was like, oh, this is great.
It's great. The picture is so perfect. It's exactly who you imagined would say, lol, everyone is woke except me, saying it.
So I think that's, I mean, at this point, like at one point, yeah, a beer cheersing a microphone might have in some way encompassed what this program is. But we're all right edge lords now, sir. And we're riding that train right into the train grave. I don't know. First tasting of this, very, very stouty, very whiskey-y. Was it always 11.2? Was this not a 10 boy at one point? Are they beefing it up for just
Climate
funds and
change.
guns?
I can't remember. I think, yeah, 10.8 sounds familiar.
Now, I do think I remember.
It's 10 point. I've heard that number before.
I've heard that number before. Could
What's like
be,
10.6 or
yeah,
11.5?
could be 5 years ago when I had that beer. Could have been earlier today at work when I was working on a document.
Was like,
That
well, I was talking
needed to
about the
be 10.8
percentage.
percent better.
Yeah, 10.8. That's one of them numbers, you know, isn't it?
Oh,
They're numbers that are
fucking.
just kind of around.
Now, neither of them are prime, but they're prime adjacent.
Yeah.
Prime
They're
adjacent.
both, yeah, both close to prime.
Much like Temple
Subprime.
Oak. Subprime. Yep. Absolutely. It's not at the interest rate's the same, but your house is in Temple Oak, so the mortgage is subprime, I'm afraid.
Subprime.
It's just not quite. It's not Terran Euro. I know your estate agent told you it was when you paid for it, but it is not.
It is
I'm
most
afraid.
certainly not,
It
sir.
has transpired to, in fact, not be Terran Euro. We apologize for any inconvenience caused.
Now, I do think they have charged me more for a feature that makes this beer worse, which is the wax that they dip
Yeah.
the top in. It just makes it a complete pain in the dick to open, and I get the impression they probably have to like hand dip it in
Yeah,
the
yeah,
wax
yeah,
and
yeah.
stuff.
A euro of that is wax dipping. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, gentlemen. But this is nice. But I mean, nicest tasting beer in the world. Who knows? But what are you going to do? It's an occasion beer. It's a conversation piece. It's a, I'm everything I've ever hated.
Yeah.
I've become everything that I hate. My 27-year-old self is calling around to beat me up, but I can't remember what kind of shape I was in at 27. So let's see if he succeeds. That's
Week, Manta, depends on
every week
the
dependent, isn't it?
week. Could be a
Someone.
weak week, could be a strong
Could be a
week.
strong week. Could be that week, that weekend I was on PCP, in which case, who fucking knows, bro? Who fucking knows? So we'll come back to this. I'll give it a score of some description. But who knows? Jack, what are you swilling from your.
I've been swangling down this Stiegl Radler.
Oh, the dirt. But
Oh.
for the gentleman's hangover, the Stiegl Radler.
I had a week. Which is, you'll note, longer than a weekend, but thankfully one of the people here for the week left this behind. So I get a nice juicy 2%er before I go training.
It's the only thing to take the edge off and put a different edge back on. Is that
Yeah,
the
because
grapefruit one?
it is the grapefruit one. And because you're right, Manus, as we know, nothing cuts cleaner than a nice blunt edge.
I know, man. Blunt knives are sharp as fuck. I'm always cutting myself on them. I don't know what. So yeah. These are guys who like they get a permanent like 10 from us because they sent us a bunch of free shit once ever, and that's all you ever needed to do. And it shows how,
Yeah,
except
in
to the
any
first guys who
industry.
ever did it, we took a great like Hope Beer sent us a load of free stuff, and we're like, this is shit.
Yeah, we did have journalistic integrity for about a week there.
For a bit
And
of weight
then
until we realized when you send us
sucked.
stuff and then we debt when then we shit on it, we don't get more free stuff. So we were like, let's never do that again.
Yeah, that's ass. Let's stop that. That's a bad plan.
Yeah, everything free is 10 out of 10. That was a really, and we're not hypocrites because we're honest about it.
Yeah. And the worst thing you can be is a hypocrite.
It's the worst thing you can
Yeah.
be. I remember that Hitler hypocrite. Fucking remember him,
Oh,
man.
what a fucking
What a fuck,
hypocrite.
what a fucking hypocrite.
It was like a fucking worst thing about him, I have to say. So that's probably gonna be a 10. I don't want to spoiler alert for anyone, but
I think it's gonna be fucking close, man. It's so refreshing. Like
it's very.
I do really feel like I'm guzzling down like a Fanta grapefruit here if they before they
Yeah.
made Fanta bad.
And yeah, and you're taking the edge off that hangover and you're hydrating. Like
Undeniable.
it you're solving the problem in a bad way and a good way at the same time, and both are solving the problem. It's perfect.
God, I
There's
think
actually
that's
no
brilliant. It's
downside
like
to this.
sticking a vodka in an Arnold Palmer. Like, it's fucking like there's
It's just,
no downside.
it's complete and completely necessary. And why and what Arnold Palmer used to do, I believe.
Yeah, that's
That
a
was
love the booze, that Arnold
love the.
Palmer guy.
He was at the center of a Trump joke controversy. Now, he's been dead a while, so I don't think he cared one way or the other. And I especially don't think he really cared at all, because the joke was like, Trump was like, he's got a gigantic penis, Arnold Palmer. I've seen it in the locker room and it's huge. And Palmer's family had to come out and be like, yeah, don't say that about our dead grandfather. He'd have hated it if you said that. Let me tell you something. If a presidential candidate of high chance of winning at some point in the future comes out and talks about how big my dick is, not only is he lying, don't fucking correct him. Oh no, I sure hope they're not talking about how big my dick is in there.
I only ever heard one good take on one like opposite take on what you just said, Manus. It was comedian Pete Davidson referring to Ariana Grande, his ex, when she was like did some interview and she was like, yeah, he does have a pretty big dick. And he was like, well, number one, that's rude to talk about your ex in such a way. And it's maniacal because it's not true. And now everyone for the rest of my life is going to be disappointed when they find out.
That's a good way
Evil
to go about
genius.
it.
Evil
Evil
genius.
genius.
Yeah.
Absolute evil genius behavior. I respect the shit out of it.
No, I do. It's one of those, we're fighting for people to not like to like drop stereotypes and not do all that. And the whole world around, black guys are just like, oh, I guess we have to, oh, we gotta lose that. Oh, that
Maybe
was kind of.
some stereotypes.
We gotta. They all gotta. I mean, cause some of them are pretty true. No, when it comes to that one, I'm in the coup. I wish they'd let me join the Ku Klux Klan, because you could fucking shit on for centuries, enslaved, belittled, Jim Crowed, lynched in the streets. And then, like, finally, people are starting to come around a bit, and they're like, "But," and it's like, "Well, at least we got the big." Whoosh. Oh shit!
We'll take
Yeah, take
that
that, you bastards! What are you gonna do?
All we ask is for a leg up, a third leg up, you know.
Good.
It's so bad, really. We're quite enlightened. You see, the way we said that, what we were doing there was actually something of a Marxist critique of the modern sort of comedo stereotypo industrial complex, that's kind of going on in the podcast sphere.
I don't,
Yeah.
Manus, would it be too fine a point to say it's a bit of a Lady Charlie's lover situation?
Oh, Gavin Gavry, I dare say it might be a little cheeky, but I'm not too put a finer point on it. I dare say not. I dare say not. Yeah. I mean, I went to Trinity. And I think people sometimes misinterpret that when I say that to think I'm bragging. It's like, no, I think, no, I'm a wanker. I mean, that's what I'm saying to you. I don't hold that as a high achievement. Anyone could go.
Anyone can go, yeah.
Demonstrably, anyone can go.
It's tremendous fun to go there, though, because you can do things like slip in conversation a reference to a book that none of you have read and get away with it. It's
Yeah,
fucking great. I think if you try that and just like DIT, someone will go, what's that about? I
and
haven't read
you're
it. What I
fucking
haven't read it.
rumbled.
What happens in that book? I haven't
Why did
personally read it.
I choose to do my Erasmus in DIT?
I wanted to go across cultures. It's probably more of a culture shock than going to like, well, let's go to the Sorbonne.
To see old Poe,
Yeah,
yeah.
it's gonna be the same wankers, but in French, and you think that's better? Come on.
This,
And it turned out the French ones were less pompous forever. It's like unlikely but possible. Did they speak English when they want to sound snooty, or do they speak like double French? What do
No, they
they
have
do?
a, yeah, double French, you mean Latin?
Yeah, Latin. guess it is. I guess Latin is double. Did they do that? We actually do that. When we want to get really fancy, we want to get fancy, we go French. We want to get like really fancy, we go Latin. Like,
Can you give me an example?
I can give you, okay, Anglo-Saxon, ask.
Yeah.
French, inquire. Latin, interrogate. So when it gets real fucking
Okay.
serious, it's the Latin. Then we go to the Vulgate,
Interesting.
and then we go to the fucking Teutonic nonsense, which is the
Teutonic
English language. You know?
nonsense, good name for a band.
That is good, yeah.
Yeah, so wasn't that what Metallica used to be called?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yep.
There was
As
a
long as
point
there are
in
no
that.
further questions.
Sorry. Yes.
Wait, yeah, sorry. Is there something that Metallica used to be called? Because, like, they did come up with the best name of
Oh, it's the
all
greatest name in
time.
the world.
Like,
It's also the name that's thought up with, like, you look at Lars Ulrich and you're like, yeah, he thought that was the coolest name ever.
yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of things Metallica used to be called individually, which are no longer acceptable to say in 2024.
Oh,
I don't know what, like, it's recently enough that I saw a picture of like young Metallica. Because I used to think they were like, especially like James Hetfield, like I thought he was so cool.
so cool. Yeah.
And I saw a picture of them when they were like 20. And I was like, oh, these guys are nerds. These guys are
No, they got
little
into heavy
nerds.
metal, not
They got
fucking
into
raw,
heavy
yeah.
metal. And like then they became legends. But like it's like in the way Jeff Bezos became a legend. Like he's still a nerd.
Huge nerd,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah, yeah.
He's a jacked nerd, I'll give him that.
Yeah. But Bezos is also something kind of funny because he's not like, because he runs a tech company, you assume he's a tech nerd, but he was actually like a hedge fund guy. So he's
Yeah.
a finance nerd, which is even fucking worse.
He's a finance nerd who was like, books are cool. I'm gonna make my thing about books. Who wishes he was a library nerd? You can't be like a normal guy doesn't be a billionaire. It doesn't happen.
No.
A normal
Yeah.
guy gets 50 million and fucking goes, fucking
I'm gonna go to a beach
class.
somewhere and
Yeah.
just chill the fuck out.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you
I'm
what life's about. And
I
I'll tell
guess
you
I'll
what it's
just
not about, getting to $1 billion.
I feel like it's the kind of thing where you're like, I guess I'll just slam world class puss for the rest of my life. Bye, homies.
Like, and that's the, like, honestly, we talk about billionaires as being like the smartest. I don't know that we particularly do. No, the guy who made 50 milli and is just on the beach, he's the smartest guy alive.
Yeah. We need
But
to get
no.
him in office. Yeah.
Why do you want to be Elon Musk? I mean, good for him, but Jesus Christ, that seems like so much work when you don't have to.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Gross.
I don't look at Elon Musk's life and I'm like, I want that. You know?
Yeah.
And like, whereas there is someone out there who fucking sold a tech company that they were running for 2 years and
Yep.
decided that's it for me. And I do want their life 1,000,000%.
Yeah, absolutely. I want the guy who sold Bitcoin at a reasonable time, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
There's fuck you money, but then there's like fuck me money, where you're like, what the fuck am I gonna do with this? Like, have I just become I'm a target for assassinations and shit now. What did I do?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking United Healthcare guy.
Fuck
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. He should
We
have
know,
simply
look,
had less money
we
and
know a
used
lot.
what.
We know a lot. We listen, we know a lot we can't say, listener, about the United Healthcare guy. Let me
I
just tell
am
you
very
that much.
interested. I'm very interested in the conspiracy theorist among us who take on the
Hey, all I'll say is I know a lot I can't say.
UnitedHealthcare guy. And I say a lot that I can't know.
No. And no, because the letter I got was written in French, so I actually can't. Fuck if I know what all those
Oh
layers and
God,
hills
how
mean.
sad. Who can say? Who can say?
So far, I've worked out that an egg had nothing to do with it. But
But
hopefully, Duolingo will get me a couple more words soon.
enough of that. An egg. Enough. Enough of
Good.
that.
Very
Oh,
good.
enough of that.
Oh, so
Okay.
Chatterley's lovery. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, so Chinese lover.
Threw it a bit of friend. Is there a funny? That is the funniest book to have that. about, right? There's not a
Yeah, yeah.
funny, yeah.
Because it could genuinely be about anything.
Like, is Madame Bovary in the same kind of?
It is, but I have the impression that people have read Madame Bovary.
Yeah, people have read Madame Bovary.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't, Lord knows, but
I don't know where you're getting
I've
that
read
impression
Madame
from.
Bovary. Wouldn't recommend. Real fucking slog.
A bunch of these books are probably getting by on the fact that they're a slog, and like, who the fuck really wants to admit in polite company that they couldn't get through it? Like, Joyce's whole career was that.
Just make a book so unreadable that people have to love it.
But it is long.
Yeah.
And he had good foresight to know that David Norris was going to be just a killer ambassador for that book as well. It's like, I don't like it. It's crap and I hate it. But he looks to be having a lot of fun in a straw boater. So let's go with that. And I do remember thinking, Norris speaks about it with such passion. He's got such a great voice. He should do the audiobook. Then he did. Then I listened to it. And no, he shouldn't. It's still terrible. It's like at least when you're reading it on the page, you're like, I bet if I understood this, or someone made it more lively for me. But and Ulysses is more accessible than some of like Finnegan's Wake is might as well be in Latin because most of it is. What a dick James Joyce is.
Yeah, like I
Yeah.
think like objectively a dick. That's
It's
pretty.
like,
I think we can all agree on that, right?
kind of get on board with that. Yeah, he's
Yeah,
not.
yeah,
I probably even the like spoofers who dress up on Bloomsday, who do look to be having a much nicer time than I've ever had, by the way. So I'm not shitting on them for that, but I do bet they'd even be like, he's probably wasn't sound. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
We
Yeah.
wouldn't have liked him, you know, but
Yeah.
feel so, I wonder what stately plump Buck Mulligan would have had to say, I dare say, probably about that.
Sir, have you only read the first line? Sounds like a dude who's got a bit of a stately plump up mulligan over here.
Read the first line, I audiobooked it, which is almost like reading. I read 3 pages of the intro by Declan Kybert. I'm pretty expert on it, to be honest with you. Oh yeah, that's what we want in our lives. We've had a lot to do, a lot done, and a lot more to do in this last little while. The Leinstertainment ship is back on the fucking
Bloody
tracks
is,
where ships belong.
yeah, with Captain Sam Prendergast
Oh,
leading the
bro,
charge.
is there anything? I don't know that actually. There's obviously much things much more annoying, but it's very annoying. The Anytime either Sam Prendergast or Jack Crowley plays, that you just any argument either in the pub or on the online pub that is Twitter, it's just, well, see, this is why now, really, in
Yeah.
fact. The other one that I like is the
The
God
eye,
of
like,
Agorgon.
yeah.
We haven't had a good old-fashioned tribalistic 10 battle since the Sextanator versus the
Yeah.
Garrosaurus, you know? And I'm kind of here for it.
I'm here for us.
Yeah, scraps are good.
But like, I don't want to be a guy admitting to too much ignorance. But like, I spoof my way through a lot of rugby knowledge,
Yeah,
so I sort of have to just read what other people say and repurpose it as my own opinion.
Absolutely,
And
same.
A bit of a Lady
like, I'm
Chatterley's Lover
looking.
situation.
It's a bit of that way, isn't it? A bit of that. It's a bit of me. A bit of that. So I'm looking at it and going, like, I'll see like a definitive tweet that's like, and this is why Crowley's been hard done by. And I'll be like, fine, that's my opinion. And then
Yeah.
I'll just see someone who's watched the same bit of footage come out with, and that's why Crowley actually had diarrhea during that play. And what really happened was Sam Prendergast. Well, and then I'm like, oh, makes a compelling argument too. And I have to say,
Yeah.
oh, and you know, there's the subtle ones that are like, yeah, well, player A has the big flashy boom bar, but the connoisseur's take is that this player is the one who's really got the subtler, runs cleaner lines or something like that. And I'll be like, oh, I'd love to be the one saying that. Yeah,
Oh, I'd love to know how
fucking,
dirty the lines can get.
I'll takes it to the line with much more vim, doesn't he? Isn't there more vim in his line taking? Wouldn't that be something that only a connoisseur would see? That's me. But they both say that about the other one. So I don't know. Is there any room for actually Jack Carty's the best of the three? Could that be the thing I say?
Oh, sorry. Well, he like the ball does come off his boot
Oh,
quite well.
it sings as it spirals,
Yeah,
indeed.
explodes off the bat, you know.
Yeah, you're
Hot,
right.
and he's
That's
got a hot girlfriend.
yeah.
Fuck yeah. I want a guy who has the confidence to have an absolute swamp donkey of a girlfriend. That's what I want for a 10. I want, he's like, I like, he's like, I like what I fucking like, dude. Fucking,
I'm in the bigger women. Get
she's
used
actually,
to
yeah, she's a front row. Oh, you mean she plays front? No, she's a front row. She's the three of them. I've got three boyfriends.
it.
Actually, is what I have. I'm
Yeah.
actually
And
dating.
so good and confident am I that you're just gonna have to accept that. Now
Yeah,
give me a kiss.
I get fucking trains run on me by fucking a J3 front row. That ain't even, that's a fat bunch of boys running a train on my tunnel. And fuck you. And that guy should be the 10. That's the new
Yeah,
test.
that's the new test.
I went airtight with Furlong and Porter last night. You know what that means? Yeah.
What does it mean, man? Okay.
Airtight. I'm gonna go out on a limb, Manus, and say that you didn't make that up.
Course I didn't fucking make that up.
Okay. I'm
I'm
like,
pretty.
wherever did he read it?
Porn forums. I gave up on porn. I didn't give up the comments. You're fucking
Yeah.
joking if you think I'm giving that shit up.
That's the connoisseur.
Fucking abandon the
Reading.
community.
I actually found that Johnny Sins was didn't take it to the line with enough vim this
Vim.
one.
He had the vigor, but where was the vim in this portion of his career?
If the comments under like a rugby YouTube video were the same as Pornhub comments, where it'd be like, oh, I actually went to school with him. I actually know him.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, hey baby, how about you come play rugby with me later? And just a load of unsolicited dick pics, which I guess probably a good starting 10 should be. That's a bigger thing. I want to see how many DPs he's getting. Let's see how many penis pictures he's getting unsolicited. I bet the Prender
as
do I bet the Prender Duster gets a fucking few, man.
what?
You've lost the
You've
room,
lost
Manus.
the
A Prender Duster? I think I just gained a whole bunch of fat. No, I used to have a teacher called Mr. Prendergast. And he was one of those teachers who'd kind of checked out, and so he just we'd spend most of Irish class doing a game that he called Prender Duster, which was just involved him marking out different parts of the chalkboard and then pushing the duster down the ledge to try and get it to land within a certain point scoring range. It's called Prender Duster.
Wow, that he has really, really given up. What age
I
are we
mean,
talking?
15. I mean, you have to teach me. I don't fucking blame
No.
him.
What
Yeah.
age was he?
Oh no, 50
15.
by 15. It was a bit of a
Oh,
Doogie Howser situation, but with Prender Duster.
yeah,
Don't know. He was young enough. Like he was pretty young. He was like 35, 40. Like he wasn't that old. I mean, he
that
seemed
is
old to me. I
early
was.
to be like giving up.
It's fucking smart though. To give your gut what you're gonna give up when you're 55. Why not know? And you knew that when you were 35. Why not just do it now?
Yeah.
What are you
If
achieving
you're
by
not
fuck?
already vice principal by 35, I mean,
what's the point?
you're probably just gonna be a you're yeah,
You're just gonna be a lowly teacher, a scummy teacher,
The worst thing.
the worst thing you can be.
Worse than the dirt on my shoe.
Dirt on my shoe. I'd learn more from that. At least I'd know where I've been, even if not where I was going. Ugh. How do they live with themselves? I don't know. Filthy profession.
Filthy.
Wrong, dirty profession.
Blue
Blue
comedy.
comedy. Oh no. Old Prender Duster. Probably gets a lot of unsolicited dick pics. And so we should pick him. Because they always say, like, well, you don't see what they're like in training. They're really pulling up trees in training. When you're trying to justify someone who's maybe not quite a foreign pick, and I think that that's a secret code amongst coaches. It's like, you should see this guy's fucking inbox,
He's getting a lot of DPs. He's
man.
getting a
Yeah, he's
lot
really
of
good for
love.
team cohesion.
Fucking, it's pack weight is one thing, but like physical weight of your phone when dick pics are accounted for.
Because people don't talk about that. Like every gig weighs something, and it weighs extra if it's a dick pic.
Yeah, it's got the emotional weight.
Does I guess it can't do. Does
What?
information weigh anything? Like, does
No, because it's like a switch in a different position. So I'm gonna say no, but I can't. I don't know.
But when you have like a hard drive,
Yeah, and I do.
and it's like it's full, is that just like a
Yeah.
bunch of switches in different positions?
Yeah, good point, Gavin.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah, it's
Okay.
just a bunch of zeros and ones. Yeah.
It's just a bunch of zeros and ones. Okay, good.
Yeah. So it's just gas escaping. So just
Yes.
boil the lobster alive. It's not really
It's not
screaming.
screaming. No,
No.
the
And
data would
the
never scream.
no, and the 10 minutes that certainly wouldn't. And the 10 minutes beforehand, before I put him in there, where he's like, "No, seriously, a gypsy put me into this lobster body. I'm actually, don't put me in the. You're not gonna put me
You
in
put me in
the.
there, I swear to God, I'll scream.
I'll scream." And I was like, "Gas escaping." That was the plot of that Colin Farrell film, wasn't it? In Bruges.
Yep.
It was,
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
they put him into a lobster
In
pot or something. Yeah. The real Colin Farrell vehicle. Is he? He's a very good-looking young man who's not a young man anymore.
But as our lads go, looks great. Looks
Hollywood
great.
fell in love with him for a minute as like an A-list leading man. Like, not that he's not a leading man when he's in things, but like he was like
This
tippy
is,
top.
yeah, this is like Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
He's a
know,
better
like
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck stinks.
Ben Affleck does stink. Matt Damon.
Yeah. That's they
Yeah.
can't he was Matt Damon for a while.
Yeah.
We need
And
some sort
then
of good Ben Affleck. Have you considered Matt Damon?
Ben Affleck, man. What if God bless him. He
Fucking
just is
poster.
he is who he is. He just is who he is. I remember watching him. It actually made me think that Sam Harris was very intelligent when I watched Ben Affleck go mental on Bill Maher. Sam Harris said something smug and condescending about Islam.
Wait,
And
what?
I know it's hard to
Oh,
believe.
not our
It's
Sam.
precious but he said something and like Ben Affleck went mental at him. And at the time, because I was an edgelord of sorts at the time, I was like, "Yeah, you fucking tell him religion stinks, Sam Harris. You tell
Yeah.
fucking Ben Affleck." And Ben Affleck came off like an aggressive, steroided out goon, which he is.
Which he is.
But like I missed the point that like Sam Harris was being a dick.
Yeah.
That's how much of a dick Ben Affleck was. I was like, "No, this guy's actually a real intellectual dark web type, you know." Real. That even got me on board with that fucking phrase. I was like, "Well, the intellectual dark web,
The intellectual dark web.
saying
Yeah.
the things we
The
daren't
actual
say."
intellectuals, don't talk to them because they're all racist.
Intellectual dork web that is Sam
There it
fucking
is. That's the
Harris.
stuff. That's the
Sam
stuff
Harris,
right there.
Ben Shapiro. It's just like, this all just seems like a bunch of people hanging around Joe Rogan in the hopes that that means their bully will leave them alone. I think that's what this is. That's not true. My bully left me alone several years ago when I paid him off with all the. Okay. And I told him, if your wife has a wet pussy, that's a problem. My wife never had a wet pussy. Judeo-Christian values. Am I right, folks?
I fucking right?
You
And
all
not
down
only
with
am I right.
JDC? Yeah, you know me.
Ooh, shit, yeah. Not only are we right, we're woke right. Let me tell you. And in other news, Jay-Z was arrested for pedophilia, but we haven't got time to talk about that. If you want to hear the rest of that story, tune to another podcast. Actually, no, I'm just being told, don't tune to another podcast. No, he wasn't arrested. I think someone's suing him for something Nancy. I don't know, but it's not. I don't want to get into it. But, you know, he's got 99 problems, and this is certainly one.
This is certainly one
This
of them.
has become one of the larger ones, yeah.
So, man, upon reflection, I really only got one problem.
Yeah.
The other ones sort of pale off into insignificance compared to this one. Oh, you know, when you're young and you think everything is a catastrophe, man, but like,
Fucking hell.
this.
Being accused of nonsense has really jumped to the top of the priority list.
Oh God, because you gotta be, you don't just gotta slide by with Nansiri. You gotta be fucking cleared of that one.
Yeah.
You gotta
There's
be
no settling out of court
Cavalcine.
on there's no settling out of court and still being a person after this.
Boss,
Dog.
yeah. And also, like, you can't settle out of court. All the
No.
evidence is gonna come out. You just better fucking sit back and hope
Yeah.
that, like, you are on the level.
You
And I'm
got it.
not
You
sure
just.
about Jay-Z, to be honest. I'm
I
really
don't
not
know.
sure.
I'm really not sure. I mean, it's not like it used to be. You can't just be like Pete Townsend and go, "Your Honor, I swear to God, I can't. If this, it was for a book that I was writing. I was writing a book about it, Your Honor."
Yeah.
Well, Mr. Townsend, that's a very silly excuse, and so probably true. So
Yeah.
there you go.
Yeah. Now, he made sure not to get caught because, like, the
It took every ounce of my courage not to step all over your punchline there, Gavin.
judge.
Excellently done.
Your measured composure, honestly, speaks volumes.
And frankly, what makes it more impressive is taking credit for it afterwards. I think that's
That's really what we've all got to.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
That's what
yeah.
I'm
But
thankful
also,
for this year.
the real story about Gavin's excellent joke is how well I dealt with it. I think that's what I
No.
want the listener to take away from the. Humbly, I request that the listener take away that particular
Best thing about
story.
his joke was how you let him stop.
How well I dealt with it. It's just very much similar to the way that no matter what Fine Gael do, Sinn Féin would have done it worse. I just, it really makes me glad that we didn't vote for them, I'd have to say. I mean, they probably would have. They don't got a bunch
What
of.
I love about Irish politics is there's never a counterfactual. And
No,
there never
we
will
never,
be.
not even once.
Not even fucking once. We'll never find out. It's like,
Lord.
we're not ready for a change. We're a very settled people.
Yeah, we know what we like, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Fucking
There,
not.
yeah.
I'm sorry,
Every.
but that's not, has no place on this podcast, sir. That sort of wokery will not be on this, but I'll edit it out.
You'll edit it right
But not this response to it. So.
out. So it'll be unclear what I said.
If
That
I. Like, the actual funny thing to do would be to do
is
that. That is the funny thing to
the funny thing
do.
to
Fingers crossed, lads. Who knows?
do. Yeah.
We'll see if that happens. It's probably about time for reviews of these beers, as much as anything else. Let's go with the grapefruit first, I think is the main thing.
I mean, like, I think I'll be surprising exactly no one here and saying that that it's spectacular. It's really tasty, it's really easy to drink, really takes the edge off. I'm gonna give this a 9.
He's
Yeah,
not going to drink it then. It's a
yeah,
nine.
it's for
It's
me, it's 9.
a nine.
It's a
No.
9.
It's a classic thing with Radlers always score amazingly in taste tests. On paper, there's every reason to buy them, and we just won't as a country. Just won't do
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Even as we're drinking less as a country, even as we're like being more conscious about our drinking, it's like, but not a fucking rat, or
I
like
would rather
I'm
cold.
not a fucking frigid like this.
Yeah.
Absolute frigid sauce, isn't it? Yeah, I would rather be a sober frigid than whatever it is. So that's unsurprising nine. I'm going to continue to never buy them, and I really won't know why. And any t I'll drink them when they're free, and I'll go, now this might be so that is a tasty burger.
Yeah.
Big Kahuna Rattler.
Oh, Big Kahuna Rattler. Oh, what a great rattler.
I fucking go for that. Big
Saucy.
fucking Saucy kahuna rad. That's that Hawaiian burger joining.
That's
What's
that
that?
Hawaiian.
I can't eat hamburgers much myself because my wife's a vegetarian, which, pretty much makes me a vegetarian. And vegetarians even won't drink fucking Radlers because they're not complete fucking frigids, And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my Radler upon you. Samuel Jackson impressions, they're fine, right? That's not.
Yeah, I think so. I think Sam himself is happy with it.
Yeah, that's okay. Like that's not a new, right? You can still do it. If it's a
Well,
specific.
you're it's a very specific person.
Yeah, that's
As
fine.
long as
Yeah.
you're not implying that every black person is Samuel L. Jackson, which, to my money, they fucking
They
wish.
look
They
I
are
wish they
like in their
all
prime.
wish. That'd be another one where they'd be like, "Oh, I suppose you think we're all Sam Jackson, do
You think
you?"
we're all fucking slick
I,
movie
I,
stars, do
yeah.
you?
Oh, you better not be comparing me to Sam Jackson in there. Oh! Big penis Sam Jackson. Grr, I hate
I'd
that. Oh, don't call me Mad Dog. I'll be so annoyed.
be so annoyed if that was my nickname.
Fucking somehow caught on. Because the next thing you know, everyone starts calling me that. And then that's just my name, isn't it? Everyone's just calling me Mad Dog, Better not be. I'll be so irritated. So, yeah, Radler, 9 out of 10. Two hundy fads. I mean, get it or don't. Like, it is nice. It's a, it, it is as nice as you remember. It's foot. Like, if the
Is it, is it,
1230s.
is it worth it? Should I get it? Should I try it? Is it
Yeah,
worth it? Is it worth
you should get two of them. It's, yeah, you should
it?
get it. Jack, what are you fucking talking about, you absolute waste of money? Go in there and be like, I'll give you 100 euro. If you then let me walk out, walk back in like I didn't just do that and pay with J Money dollars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bonus time is coming up, Jack, and you should just
Yeah.
spend it all on 100 fathoms as
Spend it all
well.
on fucking.
Seems like a good,
Yeah.
that seems like a good
No,
plan.
you should buy it. But if the 12 euro 30 puts you off,
It doesn't
it
put,
just.
yeah, I guess
I
it's
know
kind
it's
of
not.
like
No, I know it's not gonna put you off. I know it's not gonna put you off. For what? What are you fucking involved in this for? You're like there. What are you talking about? When we came up with, well, you came up with it, but when J Money was created, it wasn't like, oh, this wild stretch. It wasn't like we
Yeah.
gotta go fucking God. We
Sorry,
have to
guys, I
just
gotta
sell
get
it.
into character.
Yeah, it wasn't like a difficult. Like I
Yeah.
think we sat down in bows. We were like, oh, okay, we got 3 hours to come up with this, and then it was like, okay, well, that was we haven't finished our first pint. We're done.
What about Donald's impression of me from 6 years ago? Yep, sold.
No. But if you are a listener, the type of person, it's like if the 12:30 is feeling a bit steep to you, it is. You're not going to taste it and be like, oh, I do see where that money went. No. It's nonsense pricing, but I actually enjoyed spending it. I'm going to buy another one. This is a
Whoa.
10. 10 out of 10. Fuck it.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what a
Fuck it.
novelty beer can do. Like, it can be not worth it and still a 10. You know,
Yeah.
like, yeah. Or an
Yeah.
occasion beer, however you want to say. You know,
Yeah.
like,
Call it
that's
whatever you
what it can
like.
do.
Yeah. And with 2 day old cava from the fridge.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to give this a 9. But
Nice.
what's kind of more fascinating is 0 day old cava, when it was first opened, would have been around a 5 for me.
Ah,
So I think
interesting.
that like time is getting a 4 out of 10, which like I'll be more on this as we get it, folks. I'll be investigating this as a strategy going forward for
Yeah.
cheap sparkling.
Now,
Because we have.
can you tell me, was there a, do you think there was a temperature element here?
There must have been.
Uh,
Has that
pot
just been in the fridge forever?
potentially, potentially because it was bought on Friday, and I'm not sure if it was in a fridge. I would hope. Because Joyce bought it, but then yeah, we had it and it was fine. It was just a little bit like, I don't know, sharp or sour or something. And
Yeah.
then like, and it's just fucking mellowed, man. Now it tastes like a really delicious champagne. Whereas before it was like, this is some cheap shit.
Well,
Interesting.
we think nothing of acknowledging that a nice bottle of red might need to chambray a little bit, might need to aerate, for it to unlock its full potential. Even certain whiskey dweebs are like, no, you really do have to just leave that in the glass for a little while. So why not the same thing for, and wouldn't you think it would balance it out more in the case of a cheaper one? And I think Jack's probably right though, in one sense, because it has to be one of the most frequently. Oh shit, we're having fizz in a minute. And then you bang it in the fridge for like 10 minutes and hope that'll do.
Yeah,
Even
quick, do
champagne on
every trick in
ice.
the book. Wrap it in a wet cloth and put it in the freezer.
Get the
That'll make
salt
the
out
bottle
and put it
cold.
in an ice bucket.
Put it up
Yeah.
your bum. That'll, I mean, be nice to
I mean,
do.
it'll rectify the situation at least.
Rectified it, that's for sure. Delicious wordplay, Carberry, I dare say. I'm sure to relay that to my friends at the supper club. Yes, indeed.
God, I bumped. I did a comedy show during the week, and I bumped into a friend of the show, Ian Lynham,
Oh,
who.
the lukewarm Ian Lynham, as opposed to
Oh,
ice cold Ian Gorham, lukewarm Ian
very
Lynham.
good.
Yeah.
Wow, you really do need a lot of background for
No, you
that.
do. That's gonna be lost on everyone. But what are you gonna do? Given that it was lost on both of you.
And he was talking about one of the jokes you had made, Manus, many years ago as his
Oh,
favorite
yeah.
that was ever on this show, and it was the Gentleman's Club. It's like,
Oh, that
oh,
one. Oh, yeah.
whacker.
That's acknowledged. That is roundly acknowledged as the zenith of our podcast. And it was like 50 episodes in. And we're only 40. Get him, whacker. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. It was that was the most fun episode, probably, when it turned out that James had missed several episodes because he was at a gentleman's club.
God, what a fucking revelation.
And like
Jesus.
at the time that was just funny. Like now he's just gone full that, like that's just who he is now. He's abandoned any pretense of whatever he was, and best of luck to him. I wish him nothing but the best. Although
Living
if his life
living
got
his best life, you
although if
know?
his life got a little worse and he had to come back to me, I'd be pretty happy with it too, to be honest with
Same,
you.
yeah.
But yeah, that was a fine. I'm amazed Ian listened to the podcast for that long. Fair play to him. He's a nice young man. I only had a pint with him there. Actually, it's probably 6 months ago, but it feels like a couple of weeks ago. Yeah. And I met all the guys, and
Oh
they're
yeah,
all
you've been
still
at Frankie's.
Frankie. The Frankenator is 30th, 35th. I don't know what age he is. I stopped. Age is just a number, yo.
And a very accurate barometer of how old you are.
Yeah, absolutely. It fucking is. I'm like a creepy old guy for male friends. I like want to like. I was like, I want them while they still think I'm cool. Want them before they realize this is a sad way to be. Hey, buddy, want a backer on my BMX? I just got
You're kind of getting
pegs.
into Jay-Z territory.
Yeah, I sort of am. Yeah, that's true. But actually, I
Oh,
just.
backer.
It's like you think you're going to get nonced by like a by an older man, but he just wants you to sit in the pub with him and tell him that his jokes are funny. It's like, oh, could you just nonce me? This would be fucking
Could
oh,
it be at
that
least then
last
I'd know
one
when
was
it's over.
oh fucking hell, these are painful. This is you just keep you've said come in my own arse 15 times, and I think on some level you keep thinking it's going to get funny at some point.
I'm gonna level with you, Bato. I don't know who Hulk Hogan is.
I've been sort of yes, I've been yes anding you for a while now because you told me to do that in the class you teach. But that's a real good primer too for being like, and actually the funniest jokes are the ones that are
I
that
tell.
I tell you, I could probably help you have a career in comedy, sort of not really, you know. I'll get you booked on the gigs I book and none others. Want to work in the PAV once a month? Well, you can. What a crew. The real heroes were the ones who would come to those gigs. Those are the real
True
comedy.
friends.
Those are the real comedy fans. Those are the ones who are like, oh, comedy, something that's called comedy is on. I'll go to it. With no other. They're just like, I'm a fan of the idea of comedy. I'll go to that. The
It's like,
completists.
do you ever find yourself as an adult now watching School of Rock and think the real hero in all of this was the man who managed to fill that venue for a battle of the bands on a school day?
On a fucking school morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was an afternoon show.
What a rocking Fuck it. Jared Giannakki, I think, was who it was. I'm
Yeah, it
fairly sure.
was. Yeah.
Look, if me and Gavin could sell out two nights of fill your flask with fruit punch and beer based on nothing, then I think we're your guy. We're fuck Jared Giannakki, we're your guys. What was funnier about that was the guy who did it, like walking around college like he'd done something. Oh, buddy, no, your thing's a joke. No.
We're having a little laugh.
I'm having
Kind of at your
funsies.
expense, but you were kind of in on it. I'm actually
Yeah.
not sure.
I'm not really sure how this works. It seems to have benefited you.
I'm
It's
very full
super
of fruit
unclear
punch
if
and
you think this is
beer.
funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no, we'd actually got everyone to come and we didn't know what fruit punch and beer was. So we decided it was my wadi and Pratsky, and so we all came with like bottles of my wadi and it's a fucking it's a sellout on a Tuesday, which is for improv, which is impossible. And everyone's lining up with their fucking my wadi's like, hey Mass, can I just pull you aside here? Just a little background. Fruit punch, that's not what that is. I said, okay, it's a lot of fucking lot of Schlenkerle telling us that they're not a nail coming from this. Like, just
You're
take your
missing some of the
plaudits.
key wins here.
Take your fucking flowers, dude. This doesn't take
Shut up and take the win.
Take the win,
fucking
fuck off back to Chicago, and tell everyone about it for the rest of your life.
how this was a big success for you. Yeah, God
Yeah.
bless. No, guys like that don't go back and reflect. Guys go back and be a big success. If you've got balls that big, he'll be fine. Or he won't, but it won't matter. He'll think he's fine, which is the same as being fine.
Yeah,
Fucking
that's a
deep.
good point.
So if you actually do, I am starting the comedy classes back up. If any of you want more of that, like wisdom, I'll tell you how to be a big success in the industry that I was bad at. And you can come and listen to me tell you. And I'll do it like condescendingly, like an old head who's been there and seen it all. I'll do it that way. You can
That's good.
fucking, oh, that's what people want, man.
That's what they want.
You want to hear about how I don't even play college campuses anymore because they're too woke? I'll give it
I'm like Jerry
to you.
Seinfeld in that one
I'm
way.
fucking me and Seinfeld are like this, bro. Fucking neither of us are ever booked on college campuses. That's what we both have going for us. Anyway, lads, that's the show. I can actually smell my dinner being
Wow.
delivered.
Fucking serve what service?
The fucking dude. I wasn't good of me to invite my mother over, wasn't
It was.
it? But what was really good was to invite both of your mothers.
He got us, he
Classic,
got us. Come
classic
in, 500 episodes
content.
in the making.
God, I've been had. I've been
Yeah.
absolutely ruddy had.
Sometimes I think this podcast couldn't go to 500, and then I'm like, I don't think it can stop before 5,000. That's when I make jokes like that, man. It's like,
The biggest response I now get when people are like, oh, you're doing that thing, is
don't
like, you're
still.
still doing that thing.
Bro,
Or
it's
people
about
ask
to
me, like,
get.
have you seen Manus recently? And I'm like, would you believe I see Manus every week?
It's a bro,
They're
it's
like,
about to.
no, then you really won't believe the reason.
Bro, it's about to take off. It's fucking about to get
It's about to take
huge, man.
off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget to
And people
rate
will
and
be
review.
going to the back catalogue where we were good, where we had totally given up, where we had continued even though we had totally given up.
Bro, like and subscribe. Leave a review. Give us 5 stars, even if that doesn't reflect your actual opinion of the really helps us in the algorithm. Share it with your friends. I'm gonna post this on link to this on Twitter when it comes out and
Put it
consider
on
that I did it.
LinkedIn.
You probably it's I've basically done it,